Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
We begin this morning with a cartoon from the unfortunately no longer comic strip Calvin and Hobbes, with some of the best insights into six-year-olds I've ever seen, as well as some truly good humor. And as you can see, poor Calvin is trying to go sledding and there's no snow. And he's frustrated about this, and so he begins to do whatever he can to try to make it snow. He kind of hints that he'd like snow, he calls for snow, he jumps up and down and pounds his fists, he falls to his knees and pleads. He runs around in a circle, and finally, exhausting, he shakes his fist at the sky and says, "Do you want me to become an atheist?" Calvin's not that different from the people of Israel in this story about the water and the rock. In this passage, the people of Israel had been, until very recently, slaves in the land of Egypt. And they cried out to God, who sent Moses to deliver them. And they have now witnessed a multitude of signs and miracles and all sorts of things to demonstrate that God is going to take care of them. And so they've seen the plagues that struck Egypt, not, you know, one or two or three, but 10 plagues that struck Egypt. They walked through the middle of a sea, which parted on either side for them. A chapter previous or so, they got hungry, and they had a very similar incident where they were hungry and they cried out for food, and literally bread from heaven just fell to the ground, and they could pick up as much as they needed and eat it. But now they're thirsty. And so, kind of like Calvin, they say, "Gee, it would be really nice if we could get some water around here." And when nothing happens, they beg and they plead and they run around in circles and they jump up and down. And finally, they're at the point where they're shaking their fists at the sky and saying, "God, do you want us to become atheists? Do you want us to give up on you? Have you given up on us? We need water." And Moses, leading these people, is understandably a little bit exasperated by this and by the fact that these folks seem to so easily forget that God has provided for them all along. And it's a pretty good story, just as is, but it's that question at the very end of the passage that gives me pause, because in the midst of this sort of extreme scene that we can picture, I can resonate with the Israelites, probably a little bit more than I resonate with Calvin, who wants snow. I can resonate with the Israelites who are in the desert and are thirsty. And yeah, it's a little bit of "what have you done for me lately?" You know, they've seen the wonder of God and yet, you know, a few days later are turning around and saying, "Well, you're going to provide for us or not?" But at the same time, they are in the desert and they are thirsty and they do need water. And I can also understand Moses' frustration. I mean, how many times do he and God have to demonstrate that God is going to be there and is going to provide for the people before they're really going to get it? But it's that very last line, it's that question that's on the hearts of the Israelites that really speaks to me, and that I really feel like we utter that question from time to time. Is the Lord among us or not? It's a simple question, and yet it's a poignant one in this context. It's a profound one in this context. They're not really questioning the manner in which God performs miracles. They're not just asking about water. They're not just asking about their exodus, their escape from Egypt, and their time in the wilderness. They're asking a much broader question and a much more personal question. Is the Lord really with us? Is this of God, all this stuff that's happening? Are we in the right place? Are we on the right track? Are we following God? Are we blessed by God? Are we seeking what God wants for us? Is God blessing what we've been doing? And is the Lord really among us or not? And it's a fair question. It's a fair question for them. It's a fair question for us. It's one that we ask from time to time. I think if we're honest, it's one that we should be asking. We should kind of check in from time to time, not in a way to challenge or to be angry or to be doubtful, not in the 6-year-old temper tantrum sort of way to shake our fists at the heavens and say, God, give us a sign or we're not going to believe in you. Not in a way, perhaps, that the Israelites are depicted in this passage and saying, you know, we'd have been better off back in Egypt where at least there was food and water, even if we were enslaved and, you know, we just never should have listened. Not in that sense, but in the deeper, more spiritual sense that I hear underlying this passage, is God among us? Is this the Lord's work we're doing? Is this God's stuff that is unfolding around us? Are we being blessed? Are we seeing God's presence because we are doing God's work? Are we where God needs to be? Are we with God? And how do we know that? It's easy to feel that we are in God's presence when wonderful things happen. When the seas part for the people, they know they're in God's presence. When there's a pillar of fire or a pillar of cloud leading them wherever they go, they know that they're in God's presence. When the water comes out of the rock, when the manna, the bread, falls from the sky, they know that they are in God's presence. But it's harder when we're thirsty and hungry and tired and discouraged to trust that the Lord is among us. It's easy to see that we're in God's presence when we're celebrating, when we celebrate a birth or a birthday, an anniversary, a baptism, a joyous occasion. It's easy to sense and to feel that we're in God's presence when we experience a moment of beauty, a sunset, a waterfall, a miraculously perfect tree in foliage. It's easy to believe that we're in God's presence when we experience a moment of connection with another person, a moment of forgiveness, a new friendship made, an old wound healed, a time of seeing the presence of God, the presence of Christ in each other's eyes. It's easy to trust that the Lord is among us in those moments, but in the moments of wilderness, in the moments in the desert, it's a lot harder. And it doesn't have to be times of hardship and struggle, although that's definitely true. We have times of illness, of loss, of grief and pain, of doubt and despair and hopelessness, of whatever is going on in our lives. And we know that in those moments, it's hard sometimes to trust that God is still with us. Although perhaps in those times we are a little bit more willing to cling to that hope because we need it. But there are also times in our life where we just sort of feel dried up and dried out. We're neither at the end of our rope and in desperate, desperate need, nor are we in a moment of elation and joy and seeing God and beauty all around us. We're kind of somewhere in the middle, wandering around in the wilderness of life. And we lose sight of where we are and of who is guiding us. We just kind of feel like we haven't had that God feeling in a while, that sense of wonder at the world around us, that sense of connection with other people. And we can begin to ask ourselves, is the Lord among us or not? And I submit that that is not a bad question or an evil question. It is not a wrong question. If we are not asking it, again, with fists shaking at the heavens, but asking it as a searching of our hearts and a searching of God's heart, seeking God and truly asking, are we in the place where God wants us to be and meets us? Are we in the presence of God? Are we where we need to be? And is God here among us? We ask it as a church, or as a community, as we kind of stumble along trying to find our way, trying to find our vision, trying to chart a course for our future as God's people and be sure that we are walking in God's path, in God's vision, we can ask ourselves, is God among us? is what we are doing as a church, as a community of faith, as a community of people in this area, is what we are doing, what God is blessing. Are we where we need to be? And are we being blessed because we are where God has called us to be? People of Trinity, we ask ourselves, is the Lord among us or not? It's a simple question, but a difficult one to answer sometimes. It means searching our hearts. It means searching God's heart, looking for that vision and that direction and that will and that purpose for us individually and as a community, so that we can say, whether or not someone strikes a rock and the water pours forth, whether or not the heavens open and food is provided, whether or not the seas part and we pass through on dry land perfectly safely, we can say, even in the middle of the wilderness, even in a time of not knowing, we can say that we trust, we believe that the Lord is present, that God is with us, that what we need will be provided, that the path forward will be prepared for us, that when we walk where God has called us to walk, God meets us there. Is the Lord among us? I believe so. Amen.